Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. Yes, we trust today that we can bring a ray of sunshine to your heart and life and tell you, yes, there is truly something you can believe in. I love what Something to Believe In means to a lot of people out there. I appreciate you this morning, and I'm so glad you've tuned my way. Well, let's get right into our service this morning by doing this song for you right here, and I hope you enjoy this one.
Sometimes I see through eyes of sorrow, a problem that reaches the sky, and it seems every day it gets bigger and bigger, a mountain, and it's so hard to climb. Well, it's then I remember the story of Jesus, how he stood such that painful ordeal. And my troubles, they crumble. I know I can make it, for my mountain is on. In a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding or beaten with stripes. No soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. My mountain is only a hill. Jesus made all my cares seem smaller by the way that he faced the angry crowd. And it shows me how to look past all of my trials to the thorns they placed on his brow. There I see that blood falling down on my mountain, lifting my cares. Oh, the power in the crimson uncovers my mountain and shows me it is only a hill. No, I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding. To hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Oh, no, I find my mountain.
Yes, sir, I find my mountain is only a hill. Aren't you glad today that Jesus takes our problems, our situations, and make them seem as though they're nothing. So I'm glad for you today. I hope today that you're doing well. And Martha, she's, I don't know how to put it, but anyhow, I want you to pray for her. And I was over the other day trying to sing to her, and she just totally ignored that. But anyhow, someone told me if I kept singing to her, she may try to start singing with me, but it's not working. So anyhow, you just continue to pray for Martha. And we're going to go right now. I want to feature Brother Garland Groves in this song right here. And I want you to give a listen to it. Brother Garland's gone home to be with the Lord now. But it's a beautiful song, and I want you to give a listen to it. It's got a recitation with it. And I always told Brother Garland, I said, every time you do it, it gets longer, longer, longer. But you give a listen to My Mama Was a Queen Without a Crown.
Here's a song you might relate to, especially if you lived out in the country or in a small town with your mama and your papa. More than likely you had some brothers and sisters, or you just had the time of your life. But the time passed swiftly by, and the children began growing older. The oldest one got a job in another state. One got married and moved away. The next one went overseas, and so on down the line until all 11 were gone, leaving only Mama and Papa at the old house. The children would come back occasionally for a visit, but as time took its toll, Mama and Papa went home to be with the Lord, leaving the old house vacant. One Sunday years later, all the children decided to go back home for a day. They didn't laugh when they saw the old rope hanging from the limb of the old oak tree where they used to swing and play. They didn't laugh when they saw that the front porch had fallen down. But when they walked into Mama's room, a lot of tears fell on the floor. For it was that same floor that they cried on when they were learning to crawl and learning to walk. See, that's the way it was. And that's the way it is. For I was one of those who went back. The gate was old and rusty, the hinges almost gone. The queen without a crown.
How well I remember my brothers and sisters. How Mama would never let us down.
Mama's palace, and my mama was a queen without a crown. The old well had caved in. Where's ceased to flow. The wooden bucket among the wheat lies on the ground. The window panes were broken. Mama's castle was almost gone. But my mama was a queen without a crown. How well I remember my brothers and sisters. Our mama would never let us down. Mama was our doctor. She nursed us through the hard times. More than that, she was a queen without a crown.
Yes, sir, my mama was a queen without a crown. I thank Brother Garland. I appreciate knowing the man. I preached with him. We done a lot of camp meetings together, and I just loved the man. He was a great man of God, and he preached the gospel. He preached the truth, and he stood for the truth. And he'd do that song, and I'd tell him, I say, Garland, can't you shorten that song down just a little bit? But he never could. It'd always get longer and longer. Every time he did it. Well, we're going to be having homecoming now on the 18th at the Pillar of Truth Church. And John Clawson's come from Roanoke, Virginia, and we've got several good singers. And Cheryl will be there. That's Garland's piano player. And she'll be there playing for me. And I hope that she can bring her group with her. I don't know that she can, but she said that one of them may have to be operated on. So anyhow, we'll do that song for you on that Sunday morning. But we got B.J. Grimmett will be doing the speaking. He's a young man, a young rodeo rider. He rides Bronx and bulldogs and everything else. So you just plan on coming on and be with us at 10 o'clock in the morning, going through to about 12:30. We'll break and have lunch and just have a good old time day on the 18th. I'll be there this Sunday preaching, and if you'd like to, slip up there to Barcher Springs and be with me if you'd like to. Let's go right now, listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one also.
I have a source of strength when I am weak. Helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. Shed on Calvary, those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, to Calvary as I do. For there the healing cleansing stream still flows with peace that only His redeemed can know.
claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me.
The blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Louise, I appreciate your letter the other day, and I appreciate your comment on the message I preached last week, and that's the way I stand. I stand firm on the gospel. I don't want to spend your money with some watered-down, whitewashed gospel. I want to preach the gospel according to the Bible, and if that offends you, my friend, then I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you, really, because the Word of God should not offend you. The truth will set you free, and you're free indeed. And that's very good to know that. And I'm so glad that I know that Jesus set me free a long time ago. So I'm going to do this song for you right here. Martha's going to do this one for us. And this one says, He grew the tree.
A small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow. David Lee.
rise again. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee, children of her sons, worshiping him, and desiring a certain thing of him. Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on the right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. And Jesus answered and said, You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, We are able. And he said unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I baptize with. But to sit on the right hand and on the left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to him, to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. The day that a lady asked a favor of God. You know, we are a favored-eyed people. A lot of our actions, a lot of our emotions are simply because we want to get each other's favor. But I want us to think just for a moment. Is that all that salvation is God's favor to us because we've been so good to Him? Is that what we're talking about here in the Scripture when we talk about a lady wanting a favor from Jesus? Can you imagine? Let me draw you the picture here if you didn't get it in the reading. Here comes a lady. Jesus comes to Jerusalem to preach and to teach, and this lady comes up to him asking him a favor. You see, if you notice the word there, she came to worship. But was she really there to worship, or was she only there to ask a favor? Now, you've got to get that in verse 20. The Bible said that this mother came to worship. She knelt down. And when she knelt down before Jesus, she did not really come to worship. She came to ask a favor of God. Can you see that in the Scripture? And you know, I wonder sometime, have we really come to worship God, or have we come asking God for a favor? You know, so many people in the Bible, they really didn't love Jesus. They really didn't love God. People pressed upon him to hear the gospel. But the Bible said the same crowd that heard the gospel left empty. Because the Bible said they did not want to obey the things that he told them. They said, teach us how to love. And when he told them how to love, they went away and refused to love like Jesus said to love. You remember the little children that came down the road and this indignated crowd of Christian people and the children, they were thronging him, bumping into him, and the children were getting in the way, and the church, the people of the elders said to them, said, children, go away. He doesn't have time for you. But Jesus stopped and he took the little children and he set one up on his knee and said, suffer it to be so, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Unless you become like little children, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Did this woman really come to worship? Or did she only come asking a favor? And you know, we've got to be very cautious about this. Have we come this morning to worship God? Or have we come asking God a favor? You see, we know that he's in the midst. This woman knew that he was there. And a lot of times when we come together, we don't come really to worship God. Because the Bible said there's only one way to worship God. And how is that? In spirit and in truth. We come to admire. We come to adore. We come to praise. We come up to lift up the name of Jesus. That's what worship is all about. We don't come together to see who's got what on and what's got who on. And who's with who and who's without who. Yet we come to church sometime and we've only come to ask a favor. I've ran into people in my ministry that said to me, I'm going to see Oral Roberts next week. I'm going to see Oral Roberts because I need healing. And true enough, they pack up bag and baggage and head off to Oklahoma to receive their healing. Well, that's all well and good. But is that all we go to worship God for? I believe, and I'm just stupid enough to believe it, if I get my priorities right, if I get myself right with God, He will supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. You know, sometimes we come together like playing games. It's like almost like a talk show. It's almost like we're just playing games with religion. And is that what this woman is doing? Is she really playing games with Jesus? Is she saying, now listen to it, let's go to verse 20 again.
forever, and your nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting, but the night's almost over. Ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you. Though you may not feel him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, the morning is coming. Hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm. Waters be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm. Father, we feel like right now there's someone that's going through a terrible storm. We face storms of life. We face difficulties. But you said you never leave us. You never forsake us. Lo, you'd be with us all the way, even unto the very end. You stood in the midst of a storm and said to the sea, "See, be still." And there was a great calm. So we call for a great calm to the soul that's troubled this morning. We're starting another month, and it was last month was very slow. It seemed like that people fell way back on me. But anyhow, I know you're going to do better this month. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.